Good day. This is Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap. Today is Saturday, March 15th, 2025, and we have some significant updates in the financial sector you need to know about. First on our agenda is the exciting transformation in the landscape of separately managed accounts, or SMAs, as discussed at the recent IMAP conference. According to key industry figures like Alex Donald, Kieran Canavan, and Michael Wright, financial advising competitiveness has been greatly amplified owing to advancements in SMAs. Generation Development Group's recent acquisition of Evidentia stands out as a prime example, expanding offerings to customized as well as traditional SMAs and MDAs, managed discretionary accounts. The emphasis is on personalized solutions, accentuated by the growing demand for such solutions, which has seen managed accounts managing a whopping $232.7 billion, a figure that's predicted to double by 2030. Moving on to the superannuation sector, Australian Super has landed in hot water with the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC. ASIC launched a lawsuit against them for alleged delays in processing death benefit claims, impacting close to 7,000 claims and delaying payments to more than 750 families. This could very well trigger other superannuation funds to take a closer look at their own claim procedures, with penalties and potential regulatory reforms hanging over Australian Super on the horizon. Now, let's talk about global finance. The US stock market saw a substantial downturn, majorly due to fears concerning tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum imports. This led to investors pulling back, resulting in a near 10% drop in the S&P 500 from its high and over $1.3 trillion in value losses just over this week. As these concerns over trade policy uncertainties persist, investors worldwide are looking keenly towards economic data releases for some respite. Bringing it back home, there's encouraging news on the domestic front. The Reserve Bank of Australia's decision to cut the official interest rate by 25 basis points to 4.1% has injected a healthy dose of optimism into consumer confidence, pushing it to a three-year high. Westpac's Matthew Hassan accredited this upsurge primarily to the RBA's first rate reduction since 2020, which also boosted employment expectations. As we take these strides forward, it is important to remember that global trade tensions continue to pose challenges. The Australian economy did showcase a growth of 0.6% for Q4 2024, calming recessionary fears, but the business conditions show a mixed picture. A robust services sector stands in contrast to the lagging mining industry, capturing some of the economic dynamics at play as we move forward in 2025. That's all for today's Financial Services News Wrap. For more news and updates, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori signing off. Have a successful day ahead.